Each month, in Other News profiles a young person who's doing good things for the community in our Kid of the Month series. Well, this month, we're hearing about a bunch of kids from Wasilla who are making a difference in their town by volunteering to work with dogs. But not just any dogs. ATME's Helen Fleming reports.
Some people idolize dogs such as Old Yeller, Lassie, or Benji, but these dogs are fictional, and most real dogs can't measure up. But that's not true of the canine team at Alaska Assistance Dogs. Alaska Assistance Dogs train dogs to assist people with disabilities. Trained dogs can flip light switches on and off, carry books and bags, as well as anticipate the needs of their human partners. But it's not just the dogs who are special, their trainers are too. Alaska Assistance Dogs are trained by a volunteer staff of youth ranging in age from 8 to 18. These kids put their heart and soul into training dogs. They do it for many reasons: the love of dogs, the love of helping people, or just because they say it's the right thing to do. 9-year-old Kyan Burgess explains.
Because I love to be around dogs. I like to train them, and I like to teach them new things. I like working with them at the stores. Because, well, you get to go out, and when people come and say it's really cool that you're doing that, I like that.
15-year-old Jessica Ladd is the most veteran AAD youth volunteer.
Well, I love training animals, and it's really fun to see how they help people when they're actually placed. So that's why I do it. I probably decided I'm going to be a vet and stuff because I love working with animals so much.
Adult Carol Shea is a certified assistance dog trainer. She started the Wasilla program several years ago. She says the program starts by measuring the potential and capability of a dog based on its behavior. Contrary to popular belief, just because a dog is trained doesn't mean it's a dog suited for the life of assisting. Shea says you can teach a dog to sit, but you can't teach it how to serve. That skill comes from within.
You can have a beautifully, obedience-trained dog, but that's not a service dog. A service dog is a special animal that wants to serve that person and actually anticipates the needs of their person. And that is the essence of being a service dog.
The teens train the dogs 2 times a week. One session is spent at a kennel, while the other is spent out in the community. Since assistance dogs go everywhere with their masters, they need to learn how to deal with everyday human environments. On a recent weekday afternoon, AAD teen trainers took the dogs to a busy grocery store. The kids got down to business while shoppers looked on in delight. Imagine the temptations. The dogs are guided by 20-pound bags of dog food, household cleaners, as well as meat and seafood aisles. They're not allowed to follow their noses and get into trouble. Shea explains this is an important part of training.
We let them smell the unusual smells, the meat counter, the deli, chemicals, like we go through the garden section and the auto section. And any of these type of things, if the dog veers away or is distracted, can possibly cause a problem with their person with a disability.
All of the Alaska Assistance Dogs are given free of cost to people in need of them. For ATME, I'm Helen Fleming.
I'm just a walking my dog, singing my song, strolling along. It's just me and my dog, catching some sun. We can go.